מתחרחים בצורך אנטימון וזן עצום וחלבה סדירי הייתי משתחרחים בצורך אנטימון וזן וחלבה סדירי היי חזו חזו It's look at my children, look at my children. They forget about their own needs and attend to my Chazu, look, see my children. Beautiful. I don't remember the rest of it.
I love, 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 love
L'rov, l'alechem l'olam tamayim, kiyum l'shmo d'var Hashem.
Bala, 3 days before Shavuos, we have to come together. Three days of preparation. We're holding a very, very special time right now. Rosh Chodesh, Yom HaMiyuchas was today, and now the 3 days of preparation. Very, very special time. Our learning should be in Tzchus, Rafur Shlema, for Baruch Tzvi, Ben Rivkabatya.
Amen.
Should share with them with much bracha. And Siad Deshmaya, Be'ez Hashem. And Besoch Shachal Yisrael. Amish. The Pasuk says the Chazal of a Rebbe, we're going to actually have to say three Torahs tonight from the Rebbe. I got a little carried away. These are three short ideas. One from 1977, one from 1969, one from 1957. I went backwards. But this is, I guess, the way I found it. The Pasuk says in the end of Rishon, right? They gave birth in order. They gave birth. Trying to find the English over here, and they established the genealogy according to their families. Right, that's the way they gave birth. Usually, Bamidbar falls about very, very close to Shavuos. If it's not Erev Shavuos, it's either the Shabbos, two Shabbos before. So there's got to be a connection between the parsha, especially this year going from Shabbos to Yom Tov straight away. That's why you say so many Shabbos Nagunim, because these Yom Tovs, it's a Shabbos to be Yom Tov. The whole essence of Yom Tov has Shabbos. Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyanu. We have seven week 7 Shabbos, as we were holding in Shabbos. So says the Rebbe quotes in 1977, the Medrash. B'shah shekiblu Yisrael ha'Torah niskanu umos ha'ulam. Chai Yisrael got the Torah, they got very jealous. They want the Torah too. Maro, ilu skarab yosim umos. Says, why do they get more than us? Right, the other Medrash says that Hashem gave it to them, offered them too. Sasem pi'en ha'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu closed their mouths. Armelena avi'u lifat li sefer yuchsin shalachem. And Hashem says back to them, bring me your genealogy. Bring me where you come from. And they have no answer. Says the Rebbe, what does the genealogy, the Sefer Yuchsin, have to do anything with the Kabbalah of Torah? What does it have to do with getting the Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the non-Jews, tell me who you come from. Do you come from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? If you don't, then don't come to me. And says the Rebbe, such a beautiful insight. He says, you want to know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this back to them? Because when it comes to the non-Jewish world, there's individuals. There's no klal. There's types of people. There's not one nation. They're not interconnected like Klal Yisrael is. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, bring me the book of genealogy, bring me the Sefer Yuchsin, he says, show me your blood, show me your DNA, show me your DNA. Your DNA, my blood is your blood, and the Jewish blood is not just blood here and blood there. It's not just people live in LA and people live in Chicago and Florida. No. The Jews in LA, you walk by a Jew in LA, you walk by him in the airport, and you feel connected.
Yeah.
And that's what says the Rebbe, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, bring me the Sefer Yuchsin. Show me your DNA. Show me if you're Jew, because if you're Jewish blood, you're interconnected. Because that's the whole essence of Matan Torah. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. And the Gemara says in Sota Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Shetchilas Gemilas Chesedim V'Sof Gemilas Chesedim. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu starts off the Torah with Chesed, and he ends with Chesed. He starts off the Torah. The Gemara says when he closed Adam and Eve, and he closed Adam and Chava, and he ends off the Torah with burying Moshe. The whole essence of being a Jew is to be a caring Jew. A united Jew, a committed Jew, a community Jew.
TV show Friends, and he said that when he was a kid, his mother told him, if you're ever in trouble, look for a mezuzah on the door.
Oh, put a keeper on the side of the
room. And you'll know you can knock on that door and you'll be safe.
And producer of Friends.
That's the truth.
That's exactly what the Rebbe was saying here.
Right.
Someone once came to the Rebbe.
It's great things to tell your kids too.
It's just a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's push it. You need help? Go put a kippah on the side of the road to see a mezuzah. Someone once came to the Rebbe Menachem Mendel Vorka, and he asked him, such a very nice, this is a good line. He said, what's the Shabbos before Yom Kippur called? Shabbos Shuva. Good. What's the Shabbos before Pesach called? Shabbos Agadol.
Yeah.
He says, what's the Shabbos before Shavuos called? That's exactly what the Rebbe is saying here. Shabbos before Shavuos is called Shabbos Derech Eretz.
Shabbos
Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Forget the Torah on Shavuos. Then when we're right before the Torah, what do we have to do? Derech Eretz. It's Shabbos Derech Eretz. There's no fighting at the table of Shabbos. Every other Shabbos, we are fighting at the table. No fighting at the table. Shabbos Derech Eretz. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. That's the exact pasuk in the Parsha. Yisyalto Mishpachos L'Misavosam. Know your Yichus. Know who you come from. Know that you're all connected. As the Baal Tanya tells us in Tanya, he says that each one of us have separate bodies, but our soul is the same. Your soul is the same. We just have different parts to the soul. Right? The Medrash says, right? I told you a few years ago, I think two or three summers ago, Doc, you like this. I was cutting a bagel. Missed the bagel. You see? Six stitches right here next to Mozart. Nice. They had me on file there. Other things too. Whatever. Baruch Hashem. Six stitches. So the Medrash says, you're in the kitchen and your right hand cuts your left hand. Is your left hand now going to go cut your right hand? He says, that's when two Jews don't get along. That's what it's like. Of course not. You're one body, you're one essence, you're one nation. This thumb is not going to come and hit this thumb. It's one. You're one nation. That's exactly what the Rebbe said. That's the vort number one. The second vort, page number two. He said this in 1969. The year of the Mets.
Ooh,
69. Okay, 69 Mets, the cover of the Mets. You need a siyat shema. Ishu al diglo ba'otzas. I'm going to get a text about that comment in a second. Ishu al diglo ba'otzas. No, from my friends who are my friends. Ishu al diglo ba'otzas abez avosam. Mineget sabiv lo'ol mo'ed yachinu. Right? Pasuk says that according to their flag, that's the way that they encamped in the Midbar. And the Rebbe has a whole Torah here, how every flag, every shevet connected to Kadosh Baruch in their way. But don't think, Yisachar, right? Yisachar was known for the Torah, and Zvulun was known for the Parnassah. Don't think that Yisachar is on a higher level. Yisachar serves the Baruch Hashem in Torah, but Zvulun, it's not like Zvulun's chopped liver. Zvulun is following the halacha, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before they go into a meeting. Right? Yehuda is kingship. Yehuda's in the government. He's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before they have a meeting. Don't think that the end of the day, that your way is the only way. Right? Part of being a Baal Derech Eretz is realizing that there are other ways to connect to their Bono Shom. There are other ways to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was idea number two. Idea number three, and this is what brings us full circle to Shavuos. 1957, the Rebbe wrote.
My father lived in 1947.
Oh, look at that. Rebbe says by the pasuk by Rus. We the custom for Klaisos to be able to read Megillas Rus on Shavuos. Very, very deep stuff. So the pasuk says, actually, it says here Perek Gimel Yotas, but it's actually Perek Beis Yotas. So what happens? Rus gets home very early, and her mother-in-law, Naomi, asks where did you glean today? Where did you get your fruits from today? Where did you work? And the one who helped you, he should be blessed. And she told her mother-in-law everything that happened, and her name is Boaz. So the Rebbe says, what's going on over here? She said everything that happened. She's like, the Rebbe is being very secretive. Very secretive. Why can't you say his name is Boaz? And even Naomi, even her mother-in-law, versus Moaz, like, who is the person who helped you? Who helped you? This or that? Just like, who helped you? Finish. Like, what's all like this runaround? So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says that the Maaseh Tzadikim, especially he says by the Shinever, they say stories about the Rebbe Ramelech and Rebbe Zusha. Also, what would they do? They would go around to cities, just being a Pasha Jew. No one saw a picture ever of the Nomalei Malach. No one ever saw a picture of the Shinever Rav. So what happened? They went to other towns to lower themselves, to have a little humility, to have a little tznius. They say by the Rupshitz also. The Rupshitz was also very, very hidden. Because why is it that Rus over here was being so secretive, and Naomi is being so secretive? She says you got to look to the earlier meeting between Boaz and Rus. Go to page 4, Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel. The pasuk says Vatalaket Asada Achrei Hakoytzim. Right? So she was looking to be able to go get some food, this and that. What happens? She goes into the field where the poor people are. And she came to the field of the harvesters. What happened? Boaz happened to be there. What does it mean Boaz happened to be there? Look at the next pasuk. You don't have the pasuk there. It says here that Boaz came, and he came from Beis Lechem. And he says to the harvester, Hashem is here. Boaz felt something different there. Says the Rebbe, what did Boaz feel over there? He says at the end of the day, something here that's different that was not here yesterday. He says at the end of the day, he knew, Boaz knew, Baruch HaKodesh, that it was Rus. The reason why I feel Hashem so much here, like the passage by Yaakov, Achen Yesh Hashem Amachem Azeh, right, by Yerushalayim, Parshas Vayetze. Right, when Yaakov passed by and he came back to the place where Boaz says at the end of the day, I feel something special here. So Rus tells her mother-in-law at the end of the day, I tried to hide myself. I tried myself to go above and be secretive and just go and do my business and then we'll come back. But Boaz, this person named Boaz saw something special here. He saw the Shechina. He saw my Midos. He saw at the end of the day something. All right, Hashem Yimachim, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu flocks to someone who's Master Es Maseh. And someone who understands he doesn't have to show off everything that he does. Whether it be help someone in the hospital, or bringing Kiddush, sorry to embarrass everyone right now, or bringing Kiddush people to Erev Shabbos. And in Kiddush Baruch Hu's eyes, that's everything. Kol kvuda mas melech panima, the pasuk says in Mishlei. Everything for the king is when it's done with hidden, it's done in secrecy. The Kabrina Rebbe said, a day of Avodas Hashem without doing a favor for another Jew, is not considered a day of Avodas Hashem. But a day of doing something hidden, not telling your wife, not telling your family, not telling your kids, hidden, that's maybe we could say it's the ultimate level. That's the whole essence of Har Sinai. To know who you come from, know your yichus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the first time from the Rebbe. Know your yichus. Know that you're one. You're one nation. Look at your DNA. The umos ha'olam, the nations of the world, you're not one. It might be people. People live here, but spiritually, it's one neshama. The second one, it says, every Jew has a different way to serve the Rabbon Hashem. Don't think that Yisachar is a higher level than Zvil. No, everyone has their own way to connect to the Rabbon Hashem. And finally, to connect in that way, Rus tells us and Boaz teaches us we have to do it in a hidden way, to do it in a secretive way, not showing it off. There's a story that I saw today that really exemplifies this whole message. The Alter Rebbe was once sitting in his house, and what happened was that he heard his grandson, the Samach Tzedek, the third Lubavitcher, he was just a young baby, he was crying. And his son, the Mittler Rebbe, didn't hear. And the Alter Rebbe came up, they were both learning Torah. And the Alter Rebbe came up and said, "Nu, did you not hear your son crying?" And I said, "No, I was so engrossed in my learning, I didn't hear." So said the Alter Rebbe, said the Baal Tanya, "You should never be so engrossed in your studies that you fail to hear the cry of a child." And at the end of the day, if you're learning, you don't hear the cry of your child, you have to be receptive to it. Like the Brisker Rav said, I think we quoted in the past, you close your Gemara to do a chesed, your Gemara is still open.
Yeah.
And if you open your Gemara to avoid doing a chesed, your Gemara is still closed. So I'm quoting from the Lifish world and the Chassidish world. But the Alter Rebbe is saying very simple. You're learning, we learn in order to be able to act, to be better Jew, to be better caring, more person. That's the whole message of the entire Shavuos. To be better midos. Derech Eretz Kadmo LaTorah. It's the Shabbos Derech Eretz. What do you say? Levechad Amecha. Derechad Darchinom. Derech Eretz. That's the whole word. We should be zochah v'as Hashem to take these messages of the Chazon Magrebi, whether it be in 1977,
67,
69, the Rebbe is really basically saying the same thing. Midos, look at the value of every Jew in their way, and make sure when you act in the Nevodos Hashem, make sure to do it in the Tznius and the Madis. So we should be zochah v'as Hashem to follow the teachings of the Rebbe. Imagine if you do this, we zochah to the Mekabel the Torah and you shine with him.
V'as Hashem.
Amazing. Before I run, I have a problem. Next.